640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Developing this hour, the condition of San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is not yet known after he was shot during an attempted robbery in the city, according to San Francisco police. The suspect was also hurt and was arrested. Two children are among the victims of a bus crash on a Mississippi highway. The bus company provides cross-border trips between Mexico and the U.S. CBS's Lana Zak has more.
Still more questions than answers after a passenger bus overturns on Interstate 20 in Bovina, Mississippi, about 30 minutes west of Jackson. The State Highway Patrol says at least seven people were killed. Dozens of others were injured and taken to area hospitals. No other vehicles were involved. The Warren County coroner says two of the victims were siblings from Guatemala.
The NTSB says the cause of the crash appears to be tire failure. A small plane crashed into a townhouse near Portland, Oregon. Coin TV's Ariel Salk is there.
I got to speak to some of the neighbors, some who actually physically watched the crash happen. They mentioned that there was a huge explosion. It looked like the plane was coming down fast and hot. That's what they said. And there was maybe 4 to 5 homes. There wasn't like a consistent number from the Gresham Fire Department that were burned from this crash. So there are a handful of people who are displaced.
The TSA predicts record air travel this Labor Day holiday weekend, but millions of others are driving.
In Florida, officials are stepping up DUI patrols both on the road and out in the water.
If you're going to be drinking out there, be responsible. Have someone else be the captain of the boat or take in charge of that boat because they are going to be enforcing DUIs.
AAA says Labor Day travel will be up 9% over last year, with most people driving to their vacation destination. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
There's another legal setback for the state of Texas as it investigates humanitarian charities assisting asylum-seeking migrants at the border.
District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble ruling that the migrant aid group Team Brownsville was not required to take part in depositions related to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's investigations. Team Brownsville Board President Andrea Rudnick says the state's deposition request was based on false accusations.
Accused us of misusing federal monies when we had not even received any federal monies.
Another judge rejected a similar deposition request of Catholic Charities in July.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You've got no right.
Song is called Try Me from Tracy Miller. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Welcome, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So, Wisconsin, you are listening to local music from someplace else, all right? Got a lot of music on the show today that I've not played before. Not all of it is brand new, some is. But Greg Fraser, who is a member of the band Brighton Rock, who's not a band anymore. They did very well here in Canada in the early 90s and in parts of the U.S. as well. So Greg, when Brighton Rock disbanded, started a band called Phrase Gang. Get it? Greg Fraser, Phrase Gang. He put out an album, I think it was in 2012, and Greg plays lead guitar. Stevie Screams is on this album, who also played in the band Brighton Rock. Philip Epp on drums and backing vocals, and Derek McGowan on guitar. It was all produced by Greg Fraser. Mixed and mastered by the great Bo Hill, who, by the way, did some of my favorite albums, including one by Warrant. It was recorded in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, and the recording engineer was Wayne Berge, a good friend of mine. He recorded my drum tracks about 6 months ago. So I'm going to play a tune that I've never played before. It's Phrase Gang, White Lightning, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Was the fear. downtown tavern was my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Wish I could buy the old town tavern all that history, where good old boys met good old girls and they talk about good old days. I used to sit on daddy's knee, listen to the old boys play at the open mic on Saturday. Oh boy, it was great. And I guess it's what got me interested in learning to play the guitar. Hey, I played my very first gig right here in this bar. Yeah, I wish I could buy the old town tavern, my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Yeah, I wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. And drink and tell them newfie jokes right up on that stage. Yeah, Muffer-Eyed Joe, ketchup loves potatoes, the good old hockey game. And I wish I could have seen it all, but damn it, I was born too late. I wish I could buy the old town tavern with my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Hey, wish I could buy the old town tavern. Wish I could buy the old town tavern. Yeah, I bet I'll make a million. Wish I could buy the old town tavern and I'd sing there every night. Wish I could buy the old town tavern.
Oh man, I love that dude. Mike Lynch is his name. Old Town Tavern. That's taking you back a few years. In fact, I'm looking at the CD cover here and the back, and I don't see a year on it. But Mike gave me this some time ago. Mike Lynch just played in Welland Concerts on the Canal, wrapping up the 2024 season. He's always a good time. He's traveled through Canada and parts of the U.S. doing his little Old Town Tavern kind of tours. He's an old school kind of Americana country guy, and just a great dude. Mike Lynch is his name. Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, along Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I mentioned I played Phrase Gang before Mike Lynch, and the band Brighton Rock, which Greg Fraser was in for some time, is being inducted into the Arts and Culture Wall of Fame. That's happening in Niagara Falls on November the 7th. Super proud of those guys. Deep love for the band Brighton Rock and, of course, the great Greg Fraser. I got Rob Repo was on the way. A brand new song called Heyo. At least it's new to us here on the Indy 45 show. That after this one. Love this song, too. Jesse T. Reed. It's called Drop Dead Girl, bringing you back to 2006. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Hey, drop dead girl sitting in my world. Come hither, blow and smoke at me. Well, it's 10:30 and I smell like gin. Oh, the bathtub variety. Well, I got hair tight, but I know tonight there's something I cannot hold. But I'll push on through and sing to you. Maybe I'll be bold. You, I will sing to you. Will you sing to me? You, I will sing to you. Will you sing to me? Well, from my boots, my feet grow roots, and the lights here make me weak. I get off at 2:00 by 3:00, I'll be through, and maybe then we'll get a chance to speak.
I'll speak to you, 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 I will speak to you. Will you speak to me? You, 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 I will speak to you. Will you speak to me? I saw you clapping, I saw you laughing, I saw you close your eyes. Your friends all left, and it was theft when you took me by surprise. Trucking with any luck, you'll be riding that bench with me. And you, 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 I'm so close to you. Will you sit close to me? You, 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 I'm so close to you. Will you sit close to me? They dropped dead girl sitting in my world. Come hither, blowing smoke at me. Well, it's 10:30, and I smell like gin and a bathtub variety.
I left the house one morning to take a nice long walk. I met a man who asked to stop so we could talk. Smiled at him, I said, no, sir, that's not possible. It's best we smile and wave and say, hey, yo. I met a woman washing down her front windows. She turned and asked if I would stop to check the glow. I smiled at her, I said, no, ma'am, that's not possible. It's best we smile and wave and say, hey, yo. And I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. And she said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. We'll just smile and wave and say, hey, yo, hey, yo. Jam. I smiled at them, I said, no thanks, that's just not possible. But someday I hope your songs play on the radio. Hey yo, I said, hey yo, hey yo, yo, hey, hey yo. And they said, hey man, hey man. I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo. We'll just smile and wave and say, hey, yo. Everybody sing now. We'll sing, hey, yo. Sing hey-o, hey-o, hey-o,
Is that not a fun song or what? Rob Repo. Song was called Hey Yo, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, Wisconsin. You are listening to local music from someplace else, okay? And Rob Repo, speaking of local music here in Southern Ontario, especially in Niagara, is a staple at all the chicken wing bars, playing his acoustic guitar, singing some tunes. He also books a number of bands, and he had a radio show called Hey Yo, I know, here in Niagara. I don't know if he still has that, but I'm definitely going to get some more Rob Repo played right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Okay, this band coming up right now, they're called Breaking Still. They are also from Niagara, and they have a show coming September 21st at Sessions on the River, Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. $10 in advance for tickets, $15 at the door. Great guys, great band, and boy, do they kick butt. They are called Breaking Still. It's called Carry On. This is the Indy 45 show right here on Max Sync Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
I lie awake and I think of the things that hold me back in time. These memories that bind me, these feelings inside me, it's all worth the crime. Don't wanna waste another day on you. Open my eyes, look up to the sky and see you far away. The distance between us just happens to be another life.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Sync Radio on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Sync Radio We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza of Madison today.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey, everybody, this is Kelly Hansen from Foreigner, and you are rocking out with Shane Christopher Neal.
I feel it on my skin, running down my face. Here we are again, just a beggar and a thief. Pour another glass of red wine, smoke another cigarette. Like the bitter sting of moonshine in the long, hard rain. Skin still running down my face. Here we are.
both a beggar and a thief. Every dead man has his grave. We went looking for something more. Out in the field, out in the field, out in the field of war.
The band is called the Mod Villains from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mike Mazzi, or Mazzi, depending how you want to say it, produced that record, played on that record. And Mike and I met a number of years ago when he came to my studio here in Welland, Ontario, Canada, to record some drums for both of our friend, Troy Western. So that was a lot of fun. And he gave me this album, which dates back to, what, 2010. That song right there is called Fields. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeil.com. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. You can check out this show each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday also at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. A few other times in there as well. It is the Indy 45 show. There is a Facebook page. You can join me there as well. Evan Rotella from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, a couple of weeks ago. He played on in Kingston for the Kingston Humane Society's Tunes for Tales, an event put on by the great Gord Hunter. It looked like a great success. Evan, I'm a big fan of Evan Rotella. Here's a song called When I Was a Kid. It is the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. Used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door just yelling, come on home. I used to write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away, take them out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. Time filling up my head.
Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
Just know you're hurt.
Marshall Dane, and no need to speak. It is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio. And Marshall has taken it upon himself over the last number of years to learn sign language. And that song, I know, means a lot to him. And Marshall joined Bobby Rock and I last season for Season 8 on BS Live Rocks, which airs on your TV Niagara, HD 700 here in Niagara Falls. And we are super excited to let you know that we're bringing back season number 9, 9 years of BS Live Rocks on your TV Niagara. We do everything we can to support Niagara music, independent music here in the Niagara region. And season 9 is going to happen. First taping is happening Sunday, September 15th, I believe it is. First show airing a couple weeks later. We usually tape the shows a few weeks before they air. And they are taped in front of a live audience at Taps Brewhouse. There is a Facebook page, BS Live Rocks. If you're from Niagara, from Ontario, I do hope you check it out. All right, we're going to wrap up today's show with Christy Palace, Someone I Love, although the song is called Someone I Hate. But first, we'll get to the Maysides, a little punk love, Loved and Lost, right here wrapping up the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody, it's Ricky Ragman, the guy that used to be on Headbangers Ball. He's still in the greatest rock and roll club in the world called the Cat House. And you are listening to my friend, Shane Christopher Neal.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you all.
push me to my limit, and I've run out of patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm difficult to know.
Thanks for tuning in to the Indie 45 radio show, heard right here on MaxSync Radio. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, and join me on Facebook, Indie 45 Radio Show.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio, radio for the people.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.